Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. You're listening to AFR, and we thank you, as always, for listening to American Family Radio. Steve Jordahl is with us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim.
By the way, before we jump into the stories you have for us, Steve, I did want to note that last week, and I'm being serious about this, the Democrats held a subcommittee hearing.
Yes.
In the House Ways and Means Committee. And we were one of the groups mentioned by the Democrats as some Democrats and some of the left-wing activist groups on the LGBTQ side.
Right.
They want us to lose our tax-exempt status because we are a hate group. That's what they – now, this was not passed by the Congress or anything like that, but it shows you where these folks are, many of these Democrats are. You know what I'm saying? And they given it, this is why, folks, when you talk to your Christian friends and they're torn about whether or not to support President Trump, and obviously he's not a perfect man, and his policies are 90%, I think, line up with biblical, you know, principles, right. Biblical principles, or constitutional principles. But President Trump and his administration want to be the friends of religious freedom, right?
Yes.
And they, the so-called progressives in this country, they want to punish those they disagree with. They want to see, and they want to define the terms. So they, in this subcommittee, we're developing an email on this, so we'll have this tomorrow for our listeners. They cited American Family Association as one of the groups that is a hate group, and they used a quotation from us, I think it was from me, as evidence. And all the quotation said, do you have it?
I have it right here.
Okay, read what...
House Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah, okay. Keep in mind, folks, this is what these Democrats believe is hate speech.
Yes.
What Ed's about to read.
And this is from a tweet from this committee hearing, and this was the proof that they had why we're a hate group. Here's the quote. Homosexuality is a poor and dangerous choice and has been proven to lead to a litany of health hazards to not only the individuals but also society as a whole. The American Family Association, tax-exempt hate group. So
all we did was cite a fact.
Yes.
Not even an opinion. It's a medical fact that homosexual behavior is unhealthy.
Right. 66% of AIDS cases are homosexual.
Yes, okay. Because it's an unnatural act.
Yes. 2-3% of the population, actually, if you're talking about just the men, it's about 1.5% gay men.
That's all we said.
That's all we said. And we did say that it's also bad for society as a whole.
Yeah.
That is a biblical belief, just like fornication and adultery are bad for a society as a whole.
Right.
So homosexual activity is unhealthy.
But,
these people want to revoke
your tax-exempt status based on the
believing
fact
that.
Yeah, that's how, again, back to my point. So if a Democrat is able to win the White House, any one of these ones that are out there now, at least in the field, Warren, Sanders, even Biden, and they get to stock the federal executive branch of the executive branch of the federal government, that is under the president, with these kind of people, the persecution against Christians will be intensified, and they want to come after conservative Christian organizations first, right, and shut you down by either penalizing you, denying you license, whatever they can do to put you in jail. They'd like to put us in jail, or worse. A lot of these folks would.
So that was their evidence.
You can't disagree with
that. Was their evidence for
you can't even be critical of the lifestyle,
right?
As an unhealthy one, or you're a hater.
Yes,
that's how unreasonable.
And you should be punished
for that. Holding that view. Go ahead, Steve.
Apparently, Al Gore is the only person that's allowed to bring up an inconvenient truth.
Yes,
because
good point.
Duly noted.
Good point.
Is it appropriate? I probably should have asked this off the air. I didn't know we were talking about this, but is it appropriate to ask what effect losing a tax exempt status would have on the ministry?
I think it
would certainly affect us, because we would have to then pay taxes on the donations that people give. So it would take a pretty big chunk out of our operating budget. But I don't think they would stop there. I think they would go after the licenses for our radio stations and try to get us off the air.
There's a number of ways you could try to.
Do we know if they got the hate group label from the Southern Poverty Law Center list? Is that why?
I think they did. Or the Human Rights Campaign.
No, it says the groups were designated as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
With the Democrats, the Southern Poverty Law Center, with all the scandals they've been through the last few months, is not even discredited.
Right. Because what the SPLC says and does goes along with their beliefs already, these Democrats, right, which is that we're haters.
Right.
So They just use it to validate the views that they already held.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve?
This morning in Washington, D.C., people had a really hard time getting to work because climate activists decided to block the roads. Some even took a sailboat out there and chained themselves in an intersection, and people were late. Cars idling and spewing CO2 into the atmosphere because these climate activists wouldn't let them get to work. A group of climate activists in Washington, D.C.
Their point is what?
Their point is that we have to take action on this climate crisis, because if we don't, the world is falling apart.
A lot of young people involved in this.
There were, and I wanted to tell you, you guys talked last half hour about President Trump and his speech on religious freedom at the United Nations. He skipped a panel on climate change. Do you remember the 16-year-old girl, Greta, what's her last name? Thunberg?
Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg, right. She's 16, and she... She sailed over to the United for this meeting on her sailboat, and the people that are
going... No easy feat, by the way.
An accomplishment. She's a very accomplished sailor, and as you will hear, she's a fairly eloquent spokesperson too.
Right.
But now her team is going to have to fly over to get her boat and sail it back. So really, we didn't save a whole lot of CO2 on that little stunt. But I wanted you to hear some of what President Trump is missing out on by not coming to the climate meeting at the UN. This is Cut 12. It is Greta Thunberg.
My message is that we'll be watching you. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Who's she talking to?
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
That is nauseating. That is nauseating.
I'd skip it too if I was the president.
To quote the vampire on Hotel Transylvania, blah, 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 blah. Okay? See what I just did there? Blah, blah, blah.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking to the heads of state and the legislators as they were at the United Nations, who she thinks should have already done something on climate change.
And there you, what she...
That was nauseating. You know, I'm sorry. She's 16 years old. I think what she accomplished in sailing across the Atlantic Ocean, outstanding. She's a good speaker. She's passionate. I don't mind those kind of
she's
things.
16.
But she's 16 years old. She doesn't know anything. She has completely drunk the Kool-Aid, which she was taught right. about.
Doesn't get asked hard questions.
Doesn't get asked hard questions. Doesn't have to give detailed answers. Okay, I grant all that, but that was nauseating. That kind of faux outrage, when, as I say all the time about these kind of people. So, Greta, I'm giving you the same thing. This is hard because we have a little dog named Greta. So, yeah. I'm picturing myself yelling at Greta to get off my recliner. Okay, so Greta, I'm just going to say the same thing to you that you just said to all those people. You don't believe it either. You really don't, because you're not changing your lifestyle. I guarantee.
She's getting back on a plane.
She's getting back on a plane. She could have recorded this message and had it played at the United Nations, but no, her team's going to come back, fly to sail the boat back. You, Greta, unless you do not go to any party or any function at night where the lights are on at night,
right?
If you're not using candles, then I don't believe you actually believe it.
Right.
That's what I say to the Al Gores of this world. All you people blathering on about the crisis, and you show up at Lakers basketball games at night with the stadium, with the Coliseum lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I expected her to say, no, Mary Poppins, no. Did you at the end of that, did you?
This
is a classic British accent. You got to listen to this.
It's actually Danish or Swedish.
Well, she could pass for a Brit.
Yeah.
She's Swedish?
Yes, she's Swedish.
Steve, you know, your job is not to embarrass me on national radio. Your job is to be a support.
Yes. I support you.
That's okay. Right. You should have also slipped into a Mary Poppins accent to help the president.
That one you got to let pass. Okay? It's not worth correcting your boss on the difference between a Dane and a Brit. Okay? Because half our people.
Let me redeem myself. I'm sure she was taught English by some Brits.
Well, because most of our people would not know the difference like Tim did. Play that accent again. That is
my message is that we'll be watching you.
Yes,
that sounds British.
This
I gotta say,
it's all wrong.
Yes, it's British.
I shouldn't be up here.
Okay, play it down.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, Mary Poppins. So you're telling me, Ed, that you know there's going to be some people say, I can't believe this young lady's trying to stand up for what she thinks is good and right. And
that's good, and
you're making fun of her.
No, that's why I said at the beginning, listen, all those things
Tim.
I said, oh, yeah, that you're making fun. Yes.
I'm making fun of the,
well, the accent.
But you did call it, what did you call it? You said it was
faux outrage.
Yeah. Right, because of the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah.
She's going to get back on an airplane, go back to Denmark.
And probably go to, there'll probably be a big party for her at night.
Right.
And they'll have all the lights
blazing.
Bring a
limo over.
Everyone will come over in their vehicles, and they'll pat her on the back. You sure told those folks about climate change. They don't believe it. If they
virtue signaling.
Yes.
Is what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the Prince Harry and Princess Merkel. What's her name?
Steve, would you like to correct the president?
The American?
No, sir.
What's the...
Markle?
No, tell me what it is.
Markle?
It's, Markle?
Yes, Markle.
What, Meghan?
Meghan Markle.
Okay, they've been in trouble by some in Britain because they've been traveling. They're big climate
alarmists.
Alarmist, and yet they travel on private jets.
Yeah.
They really don't believe it. To Ed's point, they really don't believe it. Otherwise, they wouldn't travel on private jets, which you burn up, it sends up. That's the very thing they criticize.
This young lady, right. Greta Thunberg, said this was a mass extinction. Now, if you think it's a mass extinction,
right,
you're going to change your life.
Right.
You're going to. Everyone's changing their lifestyles. I'm sorry, if you want to play football, it's got to be in the daytime where you don't have to have, and it's got to be within walking distance.
You know what she should have done?
Baloney.
I'd have more respect for her had she walked in, used that beautiful
British
accent to say unto those in the hall at the United Nations that can we turn off the lights and light the candles to save energy. And I would say this, cut the AC. And I just want to see how many people we would have committed.
Yes.
To hearing the young lady's speech if it had gone an hour and we cut the AC at the United Nations.
Right.
You think, huh?
That's how many people are going to show up to hear her then.
Yeah. All right. So, next story, Steve.
All right.
I think we beat that dead Dane enough.
We did.
Dead Dane. It's like that's something out of a Shakespeare play.
Yes.
Israel. The election of Israel is still not settled. Here's what we know. The Conservative Party, Benjamin Netanyahu's party, and the Liberal Party, headed by Benny Gantz, had an election last week, and neither one got a majority. There's 10 or 11 different parties in Israel, not like here where we just have two.
They got hanging chads going on over there?
They have. Well, what they're doing is they have to form a government. They have to form coalitions with all these minor parties so that they can get – somebody has to have a majority to rule, and if they can't get a majority, they have other elections. So what we're down to is that it is almost beyond dispute that there is going to be what is called a coalition government or unity government, which means that they're going to have to bring in all these other parties and the other parties' agendas and modify their platform so that they can include these people in a ruling coalition. The only thing that's not known, and the last vote they had of this was like 44 to 45, who is going to be prime minister? It's either going to be Benny Gantz or Benjamin Netanyahu. The last vote, Benjamin Netanyahu had a 1-point lead in kind of the vote, but it's not over yet. So we don't know if Benjamin Netanyahu will survive. If he does, it will certainly be the closest he's come to not continuing as prime minister, or if Benny Gantz, and this has profound ramifications to the U.S.-Israel policy, because they're completely different governments. It'd be almost like the difference between a Republican and a Democrat government here. You noticed how the Israel relations changed under President Obama to President Trump. So,
right.
That's going on presently in Israel, and I think it's pretty important.
Well, it will be a change. It would be interesting if Benny Gantz became the prime minister, because under President Obama, it was a U.S. president who did not appear to be fully supportive of Israel, headed by a conservative prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. This would flip that scenario. You'd have a conservative U.S. president and a liberal prime minister of Israel. I wonder what the actual on-the-ground changes would look like. You know, he's not going to demand that we move embassy, thank you, back to Tel Aviv. He's not going to demand something like that. But
and I don't think that abortion and gay rights are huge. Gay rights are issues there, and he might support that. That might be one of the things that is similar to here. But it's not. I don't think there are as many social issues on there.
But I mean, he's not going to ask the president to back off in his support of Israel.
No.
You know, those kind of things.
No. I don't think it's the end.
Right.
It's just going to be different. Coming back to this side of the Atlantic, do you remember last week when Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau got caught wearing, brown face is what they're calling
Yes.
it?
Well, it was an old picture.
It was an old picture. It was back when he was a high school teacher. He was 29, I think, at the time. And he was dressing up for an Arabian Nights costume party, and he dressed as the genie with makeup on his face to make it brown. But You know, he's politically correct to the max, and we can't have that. So he has apologized profusely. I just thought it was kind of funny because he tried to change the subject today. Well, yesterday, over the weekend.
Well, it's been a week.
Sunday.
Okay.
He tried to get past the scandal by promising Canadians a middle-class tax cut and lower phone bills. He started acting like
chicken in every pot.
That's right. He started acting like a conservative when he had to pull his bacon out of the fire, as it were.
Yeah. So
we've used poultry and ham,
pork,
there, and pork in just a matter of 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So he's trying to get the tension off the old photo and his PC stumble.
He's woke, man.
By telling everyone, hey, how about some tax cuts? I'll throw some tax cuts.
That's right.
Right. Who's with me on that? What? So he wore blackface.
Brown. This is technically brown.
Yeah, brown. Arabian.
Yeah.
Right.
So many years ago at a party, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, okay.
He got skewered.
The problem is one of the main problems is he's supposed to be part of the PC woke crowd.
Yeah.
And here he is. Granted, they have to go back. Well, how old is that picture? Like 15?
Oh,
he was 29.
He's 29 at the time.
So he's 15 years old, yeah. Something like
he
that.
He said he's ashamed of himself now for doing that.
Yeah. I got to say, without commenting on whether it's appropriate to be in blackface and brownface, and I don't want to get into all that, I just always think it's...
Or redface. If you're Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Boy, that would be something, a picture come out about
right,
that.
Right, if she
but,
was in...
But yeah. watching the PC crowd self-eviscerate, okay? You remember the Japanese during World War II, they commit harakiri?
Yeah.
They, you know, out of shame, they take a knife and they stab themselves.
I'm not doing that.
No, and by the way, I shouldn't have said that, but in case there's little kids watching.
Yeah.
That obviously you die that way. But that's watching the PC crowd do that to themselves when they stumble and fall over one of their own rules.
They back themselves into a corner big time.
I'm telling you, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, last thing, we'll end on this. Over in Britain, you know how over here we're trying, everybody's arguing for gun control because of all the crime that guns commit, and, you know, the guns are the committing act, it's not the people. The left is wanting, but I want to give you some evidence that perhaps that's not the answer. Over in England, church leaders in the Diocese of Rochester are calling for the government to enforce stricter rules on the state on the sale of knives. These are kitchen knives. They've written an open letter asking for a ban on the sale of pointed kitchen knives because there's been an 80% rise in knife crime in the UK since 2014. If a criminal wants to do something, he's going to find what's around it. If it's a gun, it's a gun. If it's a knife, so they're talking knife control. We kind of joke about that, but they are calling knife for knife control.
At least that's being consistent, I guess.
You guys ever try to cut a piece of steak with a butter knife?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work out.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. You're right.
Well, what they had to ban after, if they did ban knives and they banned guns, what would the next go-to crime, implement of crime be?
Well, you got a problem with cars over there.
Baseball, but do they have baseball bats in England?
Cricket wickets.
Yeah, England or you know, Sweden, wherever. It's all the same,
all the
right,
same,
Steve?
Right?
Cricket wickets. That'd be a great name for a band.
Cricket wickets.
Huh?
Yeah.
The cricket
Welcome
wickets.
To the stage.
What do you think?
Cricket
what do you think
wickets.
Their genre would be, Ed?
I don't know.
You think that's some Jamaican reggae being played?
Yeah, that might work.
By the Wicked Crickets?
Yeah. Jamaica Mon.
We shall see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR.